All right, family and friends, once again, this is another episode of GQ's Kickback for Blurs. I'm trying to get myself right here. And I know it's been a long time. Thank you. You know, it's been a long time. It's been a while. I haven't had a chance to get on here and, you know, try to give y'all some good words of encouragement. Try to brighten up your day. But real quick, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to kind of muse about a few things going on right now. So tonight is the kickoff to the 2022-2023 NFL season. And, you know, they got the game getting ready to pop on Thursday Night Football, which I'm going to try to watch a little bit. I got a few things going on, but I'm trying to make sure to watch some of the action. Of course, you know, I would be remiss if I did not give a proper shout to my NFL team, although they make me mad most of the time. They break my heart, but, you know, I'm trying to be more positive this time just because we got a new coach. We got a couple new players. Shout out to Tyreek Hill, because I know that he is about to bust. He about to cut some ass. Like, let me just get to the point. He gonna cut some ass, you know, on that wide receiver thing. So, but of course, shout out to the two-time Super Bowl winning champion Miami Dolphins. The only team, by the way, that has gone undefeated and won a Super Bowl in the same season. Yes, yes, yes. A lot of teams can't say that. I know why. And some people throw their shots about, oh, you haven't won a Super Bowl since the 1970s. Okay, you're right. But we still got it. But does your team have a championship? Because the ones that be throwing the shots, their teams either haven't seen the Super Bowl, hadn't seen the playoffs in a while, got to the Super Bowl, was up 28-3, and they... Nah, let me stop. That's just wrong. I can't do that. That's my homeboy's team. I can't do that. But, you know... yeah, so shout out to the Miami Dolphins. We're going to get this thing right this season. New coach, Mike McDaniel. And, yeah, we gonna shock the world, I think. We're going to shock the world. But I'll be happy if we just cut the Bills' ass one good time. Maybe twice a season. Hey, I'll take that. It used to be hatred towards the Patsies, a.k.a. New England Patriots. But, you know, they kind of falling on hard times right now. So my ire is now pointed back towards the Buffalo Bills. So yeah, there's that. And so with that, because it's now football season, also I have to give a shout to my college football team, my undergrad school, the one and only mighty South Carolina Gamecocks. That's right. Again, another team is on the verge of shocking the world. We got a new regime in place with Shane Beamer. We got a new air, a new spirit about us. We're trying to build a new tradition, something that has not really happened consistently. And so this year, I think we also are going to shock a few people and a few teams. I would like to particularly put the smackdown on a certain team from the upstate of South Carolina, a.k.a., you know, they represent what I call Tillman Tech at the John C. Calhoun Plantation. So, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to waste my time talking about that Calhoun Corn College of that place. So, yeah, so shout out to the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. You know, I am alumni class 2000, in case you didn't know. And so, yes, I rep for them hard. Some people may look at me sideways. Why are you repping so hard for a PWI? Well, that's because of where I went to school. You know, if I went to an HBCU, I'd rep them to the fullest. And, you know, and shout out to HBCUs, because now they're finally getting the shine that they've always deserved. Now, that's not saying they didn't have shine back in the day, because they put players in the league. People don't seem to recall that or know. They put a hell of a lot of players in the league. Some damn good ones, too. But, of course, when segregation, when integration was the thing of the day, fortunately, a lot of the players who would have gone to HBCUs started going to PWIs because more exposure, probably more money in their pockets, but we won't talk to Fed. So yeah, so I'm finally glad that HBCUs are getting shine that they've been deserving, and shout Deion Sanders for being a hell of an advocate, making this happen for them. But anyway, so there's that. And then I noticed, I was reading the news, I saw where Bernard Shaw, he was the first, I don't think he was the first black man to lead a major news anchor spot at a news agency, but I have to research that. But I saw where he passed away today. And he, I remember watching CNN back in the day, and, you know, he would be like, you know, probably the first person I saw, depending upon what time I watched CNN, because, yeah, I was a nerd. I mean, yeah, I used to watch the cartoons and stuff, but just, you know, channel surfing, and, you know, happened to have cable, you know, I would watch CNN. And so he was one of the first people I saw on CNN, which ironically used to be known as Chicken Noodle News when it first jumped off. But now it's a major news organization. Don't know what direction it's going in, but, you know, it's one of those things, is what it is. And so there's that. And then, I guess the other thing I want to talk about is, so I have been reading this book. It's called The Daily Stoic, and it's written by Ryan Holiday. And I tell you what, most of the time when I read books like that, I just kind of, you know, read it and don't really absorb the information. But it's funny that, you know, I picked it up on a whim. Matter of fact, it was New Year's Day. I think it was New Year's Day or the day after New Year's, and the book was actually on sale on Amazon for like $1.99. And I was like, okay. And I had looked at it before, but I said, well, nah, you know, I'm not gonna get it. You know, I'm just gonna wait. So I decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna go ahead and get this book. And I remember seeing one of my other homeboys. He you know, would post quotes from the Daily Stoic. So kind of piqued my interest, whatever, I got the book, and I started reading it, and, you know, I was like, damn, you know, this stoicism thing really makes sense. And I remember I would read, like, as I started reading the daily passages and meditations a little bit deeper, I started noticing that it really applies to my life in the present. You know, it was one that really kind of knocked me upside my head, if you will. I'm a paraphrase here, but basically, this one particular daily passage or whatever was basically talking about how, as a person, you know, you should not let laziness creep in, right? Not saying that you have to be busy all the time, but you should not let laziness creep in, because once you start letting laziness creep in, then it's going to affect a lot of areas in your life. And so the Stoics would basically always keep busy, you know, whether it was reading, whether it was writing, you know, going for a walk, they would just always keep busy. And then this combined with another thing I was reading, it was another thing I was reading that basically said that, I know what it was. It was an article I was reading, and it was talking about how, you know, not to take things personally. And so I was reading that as well, and it basically, one of the things it said to keep yourself from taking things personally is, you know, to keep you, you know, stay active, stay busy, you know. And I was thinking about it, and I said, that makes sense. Because if you aren't doing anything, and you're just sitting around, even if you're just, if you're sitting around watching TV, you're sitting around playing on your phone, you know, whatever, you start thinking about it, and it's like, you start thinking about things that may have happened. You might start replaying the movie reel, as I call it, and you start thinking about, well, this person did me wrong. I remember back in the day when this person did that. And it makes sense now. As I've gotten busier, I don't have time to think about stuff that happened way back when. And I mean, I'm talking like, I would think about shit that happened, like, you know, y'all gonna laugh, but I would think about shit that happened to me, you know, when I was like in elementary, middle, and definitely high school, even in college. And all that shit happened like over 25, 30 years ago in some cases, or longer. And it was like, wow. I really used to think about this crap. But as I've gotten busier, I don't have time for it no more. I'm putting all that in the rearview mirror. And I noticed that since I started doing that, I'm able to concentrate more. And I just have a more positive feeling about things when it, you know, just the overall positive outlook and positive viewpoint. And I also learned not to take things personally, like things that people may say, people may do, because 9 times out of 10, it's not about you as it is about them. And so once I started putting these principles together and I started reading the books and different articles and just started applying things, the turnaround has been kind of amazing. Now, there's still a few areas where I do need to tighten up. Like, I need to stop being lazy about working out. I know. you don't have to tell me. And so somehow I'm going to get motivation to get back on that wagon. But, yeah, I just realized that if you keep yourself busy and you keep going, then you don't have time to think about, for lack of a better term, bullshit. So, anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because I have other stuff I need to do. But hopefully you enjoyed this. If you're out there listening and you enjoyed what I'm trying to put down here for you, make sure you share the podcast, you leave a review, let me know what you think, no matter what. I mean, good, bad, otherwise, hey, I'll take the feedback. I'm a big man. I can handle it, you know. So, yes, yeah, so share the podcast, listen to the podcast, let the world know that here I exist. I'm here, especially for us fellow blurbs, because we're here, we exist, and we're making news. This is Mr. Garrett, and I'm now signing off. Peace and one love to all.